Acequia Apocalypse by Miguel Santisteban. Northern New Mexico is the only place in the world where you can find people cooking a crop from the Americas, corn, maize, in an Arabic oven, horno, while speaking a Spanish dialect infused with Aztec words. The scene describes the making of chicos, or horno roasted green corn, that was once a common harvest activity in this region. The word chicos at first seems to be Spanish, but is more likely a variant of an Aztec Nahuatl word. The horno we know of today came with the Spanish colonists in the 16th century, but its origins predate anything Spanish and lie within the Arabic culture in the Spanish bloodline and history. Today, the horno is seen on postcards that showcase Native American Pueblo culture, but usually the food item being cooked in those hornos is wheat bread, another crop that arrived in this region with the coming of the Spanish. The horno mud oven could therefore be considered the ultimate iconic symbol of northern New Mexico culture. The horno could be considered an ultimate art form as well. The medium is elemental. Earth from local clay soils to make mud bricks and plaster. Water from the Acequia irrigation ditches. And straw from last year's wheat harvest are mixed and formed into mud, the quality of which is defined by the amount of mixing, the amount of rest, and the proportion of the elements brought together with traditional knowledge and practice. The mold used to make the horno bricks is tapered along two sides to allow for the construction of the parabolic, dome-like shape of the horno. The location and size of the door and the chimney hole in the back are subjects of consideration in the construction and define the aesthetics and physics of the final product. The last brick of the horno is shaped perfectly with a hatchet to close the hole in the apex of the horno, sealing the cooking chamber and unifying the entire structure. Cooking in the horno requires skills that flow from generation to generation, much like the way acequias flow in the same channel season after season. Traditional knowledge is needed to know what kind and size of wood to burn, how to determine if the horno is hot enough or too hot, and how long different food items are cooked. The horno serves simultaneously as a smoker, steamer, and pressure cooker for meat and corn cooked overnight, and pastries are done in about a minute. With pastries and bread, the horno is fired to white hot, then cleared of ashes and coals until the horno cools down to the right temperature for what is being baked. The horno requires maintenance that includes a fresh coat of mud plaster at least once a season, inside and out, until overuse of the horno requires that it be dismantled, mixed back into its elemental form, and reborn into an horno once again for several more years of use. With the coming of the modern age, mud hornos were replaced with metal ovens, concrete replaced mud plaster, and sometimes modernized hybrids even replaced traditional varieties of corn seed. Over time, the discovery of northern New Mexico brought changes and created exposure of its traditional culture to the rest of the world. As the popularity of our region grew, whether for art, economic opportunity, or tourism on the part of privileged outsiders, many of the people who once maintained their hornos as part of their cultural identity are no longer able. The masters of northern New Mexico culture grow old and watch their culture crumble in much of the same way that an unattended horno returns to the earth with the passage of time. Their children swim upstream against the forces of poverty, violence, and addiction, the collateral damage of colonization. Where inhabitants of northern New Mexico are culturally wealthy, those who remain land-based are being edged out of our lands by those who come with ideas of progress and development. Where hornos were once a cornerstone of connection to our environment and each other through our Manito culture, we now have little time to maintain our cultural connections as we struggle to survive economically in gentrified Taos. Where hornos do exist, they are mostly for aesthetics, a subtle reminder that people used to live and eat from this land. To educate newcomers about the essence of this experience and cultural struggle in an artistic way, I jumped on the opportunity to create Asekia Apocalypse, a multimedia art project created for Paseo 2019. I have spent most of my adult life learning and engaging in the cultural practices of northern New Mexico that might otherwise be lost to my descendants. The time I spend in this work to maintain my culture as an art form is motivated by the unsustainability of the modern world and the lament I feel as the changes of modernization come to Taos and potentially reach a point of no return. In this art project, I share images, video, and sound that juxtapose the ultimate beauty of northern New Mexico culture as it relates to the ultimate devastation from the exposure that real estate, tourism, natural resource extraction, and the nuclear weapons industry has wrought on our people and region. I consider that my contribution to the Paseo represents a taproot that accesses the most rooted and truest art form in the deepest layers of history. The art form that results from our primal need for sustenance, a need for our connection to nature, food, and to each other in community and through the mutual exchange of labor. The horno we know today is the result of the traveling, mixing, and exchange of cultures from all over the world. The Paseo is also a result of the traveling, mixing, and exchange of people and ideas from all over the world. I participate in the Paseo because artists who don't know where they are coming from might not have an idea where they are going. I don't want to see modern art thrive at the collapse of traditional culture when we can use the process to remind, reconnect, and reinvigorate.